I appreciate your bringing up the point about the importance of North-South collaborations. And actually, I just wanted to very briefly close my comments with a model example, I think, of an international research collaboration involving participation of developing countries, specifically in materials research, which I took from my colleague at my university, Professor André Studart, who's professor of materials science. And it's a project supported by the Brazilian government and the United Nations Environments Program, Gold Without Mercury Initiative, which aims to develop and implement approaches to turn artisanal gold mining into sustainable and safe economic activity for Amazonian coastal communities. And the specific project that my colleague is involved in is to identify microbial communities in local soils that can process gold without the use of mercury, which of course is a terrible contaminant. And what to me makes this really a model North-South collaboration is, first of all, it uses indigenous knowledge, the local knowledge about the soils and the soil behavior. It's a locally driven collaboration, so the key players are from SENAI, the National Service for Industrial Training in Brazil, and Sao Paulo University. It's addressing frontier materials research questions. Andres, my colleague's student, will get a PhD out of this collaboration. And of course, it's addressing many of the sustainable development goals, socioeconomic inclusion, health, water, and so on. So this is, I think, is an extremely important point that how to build effective North-South collaborations that are interesting and meaningful for both sides. So thank you for that.